welcome to the College Football Bros 2018 Midseason Trivia Show. Here's your host, Michael Newman.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Welcome to the show, everyone. I am joined by our two contestants. To my left is a personal stylist from Marina Del Rey.
Okay, it's Ryan Newman.
Thanks for coming on the show, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
And on my right is a barista from La Jolla.
No, I'm not. Trey Newman.
All right. Way to play along, Trey. All right. This is yeah. Improv. Say yes.
Oh, sure.
Here is the format. We have five rounds of questions. Whoever wins the most rounds wins the competition. Each round has six questions, three for Ryan, three for Trey. But if you get one wrong, the other player does have a chance to steal. If a given round ends in a tie, I do have tiebreakers prepared. That's the rules. The questions are all about the first half of the college football season. Are you guys ready?
Bring it on.
Listo, Michael.
All right. Round one. The category is Name That Player. Ryan, you're up first.
Okay.
During week one, which freshman wide receiver broke his school's all-time record for most all-purpose yards in a game?
Oh, man. I know the... Oh, wow. What's his name? I'm blanking on the name. Oh, man. I can't think of his name. I know exactly who it is. Dang it.
Ouch. Trey, chance to steal?
I don't know. I came up with it late, but it's not going to count now. Rondale Moore.
There you go, Ryan. God, do you guys even watch football? What's wrong with you?
I cannot
start out with a softball here.
I know. Wow. I can't believe I didn't come up with that earlier.
All right. Well, Trey, it's time for your first question. Pittsburgh won 33-7 in week one against Albany. Albany's quarterback in the game was the son of which Heisman Trophy winner?
Oh, my gosh. I brought this up, too. Was it Toretta? Gosh.
That's incorrect. Ryan?
Vinny. Testaverde.
Oh my gosh. I brought it up too. Wow.
Not off to a great start, but good steal, Ryan. You're up 1-0. Yeah. And it's time for your second question.
Okay.
JJ Arcega-Whiteside leads the Pac-12 North with eight touchdown receptions on the year. Which other big-bodied wide receiver leads the Pac-12 South with six touchdowns?
Boy, it has to be Nikhil. No. LaVisca Chenault.
Oh
man. I almost blew it.
You almost blew it. Okay, you lead 2-0. Trey, when asked by Dana Holgorsen why he was lying down on the field against Texas Tech in the second half, a West Virginia lineman responded, "Because I'm fat." Who was that lineman?
I have no idea. I don't know either, but the only guy I think I can come up with is Kenny Bigelow.
Oh my gosh.
It's the only lineman I know for West Virginia.
Oh. Ryan, you won both trivia episodes last year, and you're off to a 3-0 start here in round one. This round is over. Trey cannot come back, but we'll ask the questions
anyway.
I'm still reveling in the
Toretta. I said the wrong Miami quarterback.
Yeah, you did.
I thought for sure you'd get that one. All right, Ryan. Sam Ellinger has attempted a school record 163 passes without throwing an interception. The previous record was set in 1999 by which Texas quarterback?
Got to be Sims. No?
No. Oh, my God. No.
The Major Applewhite.
Come on, Ryan.
Had to be stupid. One of those two.
Stupid.
All right, Trey, you're making it respectable here in round one. You're down 3-1, but this is the last question. Georgia at South Carolina nearly featured a pick six, but the Georgia defender dropped it before the end zone. It was eventually recovered by Jawan Taylor for a touchdown, but name the player who dropped the ball.
No idea. Oh, God.
I don't.
Ryan, can you steal this one?
I can't remember either. I don't know.
All right, it was DeAndre Baker.
Oh, like, okay, wow.
Yeah, just basically name Georgia's best defensive player.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well.
All right, Ryan, you took that round 3-1.
All right.
And it's time for round two. The category is Name That School. Trey, you are up first. Two Power 5 schools had their week one games canceled due to weather. Name them.
Nebraska and Iowa State.
It's a layup. Oh, easiest question of the pod.
All right. All right. Trey, you got one there. Ryan, your question. A G5 team successfully ran a fake fair catch punt return play that ended in a touchdown. Name the team that pulled this off and the Power 5 team they did it against.
Okay, it was against Arkansas, I'm fairly certain, and I'm also fairly certain it was North Texas.
Dang it!
All right, that's right. 1-1.
Wasn't totally sure, but all right.
Trey, your second question of round two. Rutgers has one win this season. Who did they beat?
They lost to Kansas.
They did.
They lost to Buffalo. They lost to Kansas. They lost to Buffalo. They lost to Illinois. I don't know.
Ryan, chance to steal?
I don't know either. I'll just guess one of their... God, who do they play? It's obviously a very bad team. I'll just guess a team. UTEP.
Pretty good guess. It was Texas State.
Ah. Yep. No, didn't remember that.
Okay, still 1-1. Ryan, your second question. From which school did current LSU kicker Cole Tracy grad transfer?
Oh, something college. you said it in the podcast, and I heard it in the podcast. Oh, man. Don't know. I can't come up with it. Not coming. Damn it.
Trey?
All I remember was that the school's donations went up. I can't. Oh, gosh, it was some Division II school. Their donations went up. I know LSU fans. I don't know.
Assumption College.
Yeah, wasn't going to come up with that. Dang it.
All right, we're still stuck at 1-1. And Trey, here is your third question of round two. In week 5, which two Mountain West teams played in a 5 overtime game?
Hawaii beat San Jose State.
Good job.
There you go. You take the 2-1 lead. Ryan, you have to get this question right to force a tiebreaker in round two.
All right.
In somewhat of a surprise, which school was named number 1 on Forbes' list of most valuable college football teams?
Damn it. Texas A&M?
Dang it. I knew it.
I was like, I'd heard that story and then finally came to me.
All right. There we are. So we have our first tiebreaker. The question will be, so it's a question that has multiple answers and you guys are going to go back and forth one by one. Whoever cannot come up with an answer will lose.
Okay.
The question is, which quarterbacks have started a Pac-12 game this season? So it started a game for a Pac-12 team. And Trey, since you went first in this round, you will go first for this question.
Khalil Tate.
That's correct. I'll just chime in when someone gets it wrong.
Yeah, yeah. I think we all know if it's correct or not. KJ Costello.
Jake Browning.
Gardner Minshew.
Justin Herbert.
Steven Montez.
Manny Wilkins.
JT Daniels.
Tyler Huntley.
Dorian Thompson Robinson.
Wow. I don't even... Oregon State, I don't know. Is Cal's, Bowers?
Need a full name.
Oh, God, Bowers. Cal's quarterback, Bowers. Oh, man. Ross. Ross.
Ross. Spit it out.
Today, Junior.
I freaked out. Ross Bowers.
Yeah, you got it. All right, you got it. We're still going.
Wilton Spate.
Oh, no.
5, 4,
I don't know Oregon State's right now. Wow.
That was a Trey, I don't know that Ross Bowers one. That was, I don't know if you malfunctioned there for a second.
I was thinking of Bowers. I knew it started with an R, and then I just like, and then I, when I was thinking of his first name, I forgot about the last name. I freaked.
All right, Ryan, you win round two. Can you name, there were four players that you did not name.
Wasn't it Blount? Connor Blount, isn't that the guy?
Yep, Connor Blount, not sure how you pronounce it. Jake Luton, the other Oregon State starting quarterback. And then there were two Cal quarterbacks you didn't name.
I know Chase Garbers because he just played. Nice.
Chase Garbers. And then the other one who just started the last game was Brandon McIlwain, former South Carolina quarterback.
Okay.
So there you go. Not bad. Not bad. But Ryan, you have a 2-0 lead. So Trey, you need to win these next two rounds to stay in it.
Gosh, that one was my chance.
Okay, round three. The category is stats on stats on stats. Each answer will be a number. Ryan, you're up first. How many times did Florida State turn it over in their Monday night home opener against Virginia Tech?
Man. I'll say, God, I can't remember. I'll guess five.
Oh, my gosh.
Good guess. Good guess. You are charmed this episode, Ryan. Trey, your first question. How many touchdowns did Dwayne Haskins throw in Ohio State's 49-26 victory over Indiana?
Six.
Oh, dang it.
Good work. Good work. Dang it. Ryan, your second question. What was the final score of Penn State at Pitt?
51. They 51 to... man, I have two numbers in my head right now. I'm going to go with 13. Dang it, I should have gone with the other one.
Trey, chance to steal here.
Was it 55 to 6?
No.
51 to 6.
Ryan gave you the 51.
I didn't know if he was right. Oh, my gosh.
51 to 6.
God, well, I knew it. I didn't. Wow, Ryan. Come on. Dang it.
All right, Trey, your second question. What was the final score of BYU at Wisconsin?
24-21.
It's a more reasonable score.
Nailed it.
Dang it.
Trey, you take a 2-1 lead. Ryan, third question. How many yards did Blake LaRussa throw for in Old Dominion's upset victory over Virginia Tech?
Damn. A lot. He threw for a lot.
A lot? You got to get more specific.
461.
Trey, if you steal this, you win round three.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one. 438.
That was a tough one. 495.
Wow.
Oh, man.
The most ever allowed by a Bud Foster defense.
And it's to Old Dominion.
All right, Trey, you're up 2-1, and this is the last question, but if you get it wrong, Ryan could steal and tie.
Oh,
so here's your question. A lot of pressure here. Justin Herbert threw 27 passes in regulation against Stanford. How many of those were incompletions?
Two. Yes!
Nice.
You win. Trey, you win round three. Ryan, would you have stolen that?
I think I would have, because I was either two or three, so after he said two, I was, yeah, I don't know.
All right, so now we are to round four. Ryan, you have a two rounds to one lead. So once again, a must-win round for Trey. The category is Name That Coach. Question one, Trey. When asked about the large number of players on Kansas's defense that have interceptions this season, which head coach interrupted the reporter by saying, quote, "That's coming from Rutgers."
Dana Holgorsen.
Good work. 1-0 lead for you, Trey. Ryan. Which coach called RPOs the purest form of communism?
Ooh. Was it Fitzgerald?
Damn it. How did you pull that out?
You act like you don't know it. You knew it the whole time.
I mean, I had a pretty darn good guess, but I always start second guessing myself.
Okay. 1-1. Trey, second question for you. Which first-year head coach said this? Most college coaches want to score. They always think points are the thing. That's where it gets away from them, I think.
Mike Leach.
All right, pays to listen to the question. Ryan, chance to steal.
First year head coach.
I feel like I have the answer, but I'm starting to second doubt myself again.
You have the answer, I'm sure.
Well, it's just like a guy that's a very defensive oriented person. It has to be. So I'm going to go with it. I'm going to say Herm Edwards. Do I have to say his last name? Okay.
You got it. You stole it there. So you're up 2-1 in this round. And here's your next question. Which head coach said this after a questionable play call at the end of a game? We obviously didn't make the right call in that situation. That's on me.
I'm having the biggest brain fart right now. James Franklin.
Yep, Ryan once again sandbags and gets the answer right.
Well, I literally was blanking on his name first.
All right, you're up 3-1. Trey, here's your question. Which head coach said on a radio show before a week one road game against a ranked opponent, quote, "Have you ever seen their players? And have you seen ours? Wait until you watch the game in the first quarter before we're getting blown out."
I'm going to say Bobby Petrino.
That ain't true!
Ryan, can you steal it?
Who played Alabama?
Bobby Petrino.
Oh, that's true. He did. I don't know it. I don't know.
Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin at OU. There's always a Lane Kiffin answer in trivia, guys. Remember that.
That's true. Should have taken a shot at him.
All right. This is the last question of round four. But Ryan, you already have a 3-1 lead. So you really are already the trivia champion.
Okay.
But we're going to play it out. Here's your question. We all know that Scott Frost and Chip Kelly have yet to win a game. But there's also a first-year Group of Five head coach that is winless. Who is that coach?
I can't think of his name. UTEP's coach. I don't know his name. I don't know who it is.
Trey?
Is it Bible?
Dana Dimmel.
Oh.
Dana. See, I was thinking between Dana Bible. I was thinking,
yeah, like, is that some old coach?
No, it's true.
Dana Bible Dana.
All right. Well, no moral victory for you there, Trey. Ryan, you are up 3-1, and there's only one round left.
And he won the dang tiebreaker that I duh.
Yeah, that was the turning point in this one.
Yeah, that was it.
Trey, let's see once again if you can cover the spread. You were plus 2.5 rounds. Does that make sense? No, plus 1.5. All right. The category is potpourri, and Ryan, you're up first. Walk-on quarterback Zach Anakstad of Minnesota talked on the phone with which current NFL player before his week one start?
Well, he's placed for Minnesota, so I'll just guess Kirk Cousins.
Aaron Rodgers.
That ain't true!
He talked with another former walk-on quarterback. Does that answer for you?
Baker
Mayfield.
Come on, dang it.
All right, Trey. After their week one victory over Louisville, Nick Saban lashed out when asked a question about Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa. Which ESPN sideline reporter asked the question?
Maria Taylor.
Yep, nice.
All right, you take a 1-0 lead here in round five. Ryan, your second question. After Texas's week one loss to Maryland, which John Steinbeck novel did Tom Herman reference in a press conference?
I don't know. I do not know. No idea.
All right. Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Sorry.
I thought this was sports related.
Of Mice and Men.
Oh, of course.
He had to make a literary reference just to let everyone know that he's
in Mensa.
Learned.
Yeah.
He's in Mensa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Trey, you're still up 1-0. Leading up to their game at Texas A&M, the Clemson defensive line got off the plane in Texas wearing what accessory?
I do know this.
Well, that's great. You should say it.
Cowboy hats.
Ah, there you go. 2-0
nice.
Here.
Nice.
Ryan, this is your final question.
All right.
Implying that he went to an inferior program, a Starkville frozen custard shop changed the name of Dan Mullen's favorite dessert there to what?
Traitor. I don't know.
So get your facts straight.
Trey, can you steal?
I remember this story, and Mullen's order sounded pretty delicious, actually. But I cannot come up with the name.
It was The Lateral Move.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
final question of trivia. Trey, you have already won round five here, so it did come down to that tiebreaker question.
Wow.
TCU coach Gary Patterson replied on Twitter to a girl who claimed that a football player cut in front of her in line at which fast food establishment?
It's Trey's forte.
Chick-fil-A.
I knew it. I knew he'd get that one.
Trey, you won the final round 3-0.
It kicked my butt,
you just couldn't come up with an Oregon State quarterback.
That was my downfall. Yeah.
All right, so Ryan, congratulations. You are the champion. You are now the three-time champion in three trivia episodes we've had. Yeah. What do you have to say?
The third one feels like it's better than the first, I got to say.
Would you say this is your favorite?
Yeah, it's my favorite of them all. They all told me it couldn't be done, but to get a three-peat means a lot.
All right. Well done. Sorry, Trey. This is going to become kind of a thing here. We're going to try and get you a win.
I'm going to get a win, and I was an Oregon State quarterback away, which makes me sick.
Yeah, two of these have been super close.
You guys really, I was worried after the very first question when neither of you could come up with Rondale Moore's name.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we started slow, we finished strong.
Yeah. And Trey, you also then did not remember Vinny Testaverde. That wasn't good.
I said Toretta, the
you
other
made a
Miami
good guess,
quarterback.
You made a good guess.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks everybody for listening to our mid-season trivia episode. If you like the show, be sure to rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Also, give us a call at our voicemail line this weekend with any questions for next week's show. Phone number is 260-CFB-BROS. So enjoy football this weekend, and we will talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros, follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros, and for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.